Three nights this week, NBC is presenting different episodes of its new comedy series, Home Fires. TV critic David Bianculli says this disappointing series comes from one of the best production teams in television.
To paraphrase Will Rogers, I never saw a Bruce Paltrow TV show I didn't like. Until now. Paltrow may not be as well known as, say, Stephen Bochco, but he's got just as impressive a track record. Paltrow created The White Shadow and was the main force behind St. Elsewhere, my favorite drama series of the 80s. More recently, Paltrow and his team of writer-producers concocted Tattingers, a one-hour drama about a New Yorker who ran an upscale restaurant. He also did Nick and Hillary, a half-hour sitcom that had somehow spun out of Tattingers. Both of those last shows were ratings bombs, but I liked them anyway. So from my point of view, Paltrow could do no wrong. Then came Home Fires. In a way, Home Fires is a lot like Nick and Hillary. Both shows are about a married couple, hometown boy, uptown girl, with a lush lifestyle and some precocious teenagers. In Home Fires, Michael Brandon and Kate Burton play the Kramers, and Nicole Eggert and Jared Paul play their teen children. She's entering college, he's entering puberty. And as a prologue to each episode, these parents and children show up individually for family counseling. The therapist is played by Norman Lloyd, who played kindly old Dr. Auschlander on St. Elsewhere. But even he's overshadowed and undercut by the worst thing about Home Fires, the laugh track. Home Fires is shot on film, with lots of intercutting within scenes, so a laugh track doesn't make any sense. And this one sounds so mechanical and unnatural, it's... Well, listen for yourself.
Think of your marriage in terms of a jigsaw puzzle. How would you describe it, simple or difficult?
Difficult.
Simple.
Simple.
Difficult.
Not that I'm whining.
Not that I'm complaining.
Oh, we have arguments, but not like we used to.
Even when you're mad enough to strangle each other, you know it's not going to be your last fight.
You learn to choose your battles carefully. You want to be Schwarzkopf, not Custer.
Isn't that awful? And unfortunately, a lot of the dialogue isn't much better. And it's hard to get too worked up when the problems are on the level of whether to schedule a European vacation or if the private French tutor is too sexy.
Leave your brother alone.
Did you see who he's gotten there?
Shauna seems like a very nice girl.
Nice is not the word. Shauna Cheeseman Dodge generates enough heat to blister paint.
She is pretty.
Well, I just hope Jesse's hormonal receptors can handle the overload.
She's just tutoring him in French.
On a Saturday morning... They're in there conjugating, but not irregular verbs.
Paltrow and his partners Tom Fontana and John Tinker have cast the show well. I mean, the actors aren't the problem here. And Nicole Eggert as the daughter almost makes up for all those years spent on Charles in Charge. But there's not much fun in this sitcom. And, surprisingly, not much heart. If you want to watch the Kramer family try to work out its difficulties, skip Home Fires and go out and rent Kramer vs. Kramer.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of the new book, Teleliteracy.